Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2. We want to concentrate tonight primarily on the words of the second verse. Matthew 2 and verse 2. The wise men saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Last week, there was much talk in the news about what astrologers referred to as the Star of Bethlehem. They said that when the two largest planets in our solar system, Jupiter and Saturn, came very close together, that they would appear as one bright star. This happening had not taken place, they said, for 800 years, and was said to possibly have been the Star of Bethlehem that led the wise men to Christ that we have read from Matthew 2 this evening. And this star-like appearance of the two planets took place last Monday, the 21st of December. Well, as we will see later this evening, the Star of Bethlehem that guided the wise men to the Christ child had absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with Jupiter and Saturn. While Scripture does not afford us a date as to when Christ came into the world as a babe in Bethlehem, it is certain that great event did not take place in December, and it most certainly did not take place on the 25th of December. And when we see how long it took for the wise men to travel from the east to Bethlehem, we see that the star could not have appeared when two planets, Jupiter and Saturn, came together. So we will not be giving any credence to what modern day astrologers say, but we will give attention to what the Word of God has to say. And what I want to do this evening is to look at this star here in Matthew 2 and verse 2. To look at this star, we see the star as a type of the Christian, a type of the believer. Hence the title of our message this evening, Be a Star for Christ. Not in the sense of the so-called Hollywood stars or sports stars or television stars. No, not at all. But looking at what the Word teaches us about what the Star of Bethlehem really means. It was a star that led the wise men to Christ. And that's what we want to be. We want to be stars for Christ to lead men to Him. One is, first of all, in looking at this star, one is first of all to notice that it was a particular star. We see from our text that what the wise men saw was a particular star. God had put that star in the sky to lead these wise men from the east to Bethlehem, where they would come and see the Christ child and worship him and give unto him their gifts. In that sense, may the Lord make us stars for himself, that we may be used to lead men and women to Christ. Regarding this particular star, let us look first of all at the seekers and the star. The seekers. The wise men were the seekers. The wise men arrived at Jerusalem and they inquired, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" We've pointed out before that only Christ was born king. Other men had been made king as the years passed by, but only Christ was born king. He's King of the Jews, yea, he's King of kings and Lord of lords. And the wise men said, "Where is he was born King of the Jews?" It is obvious when they asked that question, no one could give them a definitive or immediate answer. So they would be completely reliant upon the star to show them the way to where Christ was. How many seekers are out there? How many are seeking salvation and seeking Christ, and there is no one to show them the way, to show them and lead them to the Lord Jesus Christ? Let us pray that the Lord will give us the opportunity to show seekers of Christ, to show them the way. This is the way. Walk ye in it. But think about how far the star had led these wise men. What do we read in their text? "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." The Old Testament suggests the land of the east was that of Arabia. Genesis 25, verse 6. In Judges 6 and verse 3, the people of the east were the Arabians. Now, we do not know exactly the place in the country where the wise men lived, but a study of maps of that part of the world, listen to this, a study of the maps of that part of the world in relation to Jerusalem and Bethlehem would indicate that the wise men traveled approximately 1,000 miles. 1,000 miles from the east to Bethlehem. And notice it was the star that led them all the way. We have seen his star, where? In the east. And there they were now in Jerusalem, and the star had led them all the way. And if it was 1,000 miles from where they were in the east of Bethlehem, listen, that would have taken them 2 years to cover that distance. 2 years. We know that from Herod's command, which indicates to us that the Lord Jesus, when the wise men arrived, was not a babe in a manger. He was approximately 2 years old. Look at verse 16 of Matthew 2. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coast thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. And so Herod, we have read, was afraid and but with regard to the birth of Christ, he was troubled. And he wanted to make sure that he would put the Christ child to death. And so that's why he slew the children 2 years and upward, believing that if he did that, he would be sure to kill the Christ child, to destroy him. And so the idea that the wise men, you see it on Christmas cards, you see three wise men, and the Bible doesn't tell us how many there were. Doesn't say there were three wise men. But on the Christmas cards, you see the wise men coming to a manger, as the shepherds did. But that's not the case. That is not scriptural at all. But the point is, it was the star that led them all that distance and led them, as we read in verse 11, and when they were come into the house, they didn't come into the manger, and when they were come into the house, they saw the child. And so it was the star that led the wise men all that way. They came a long way. They were far off from the Christ child. And that was the star that led those men who were far off, led them to Christ. There are many out there, many souls in this world, many souls in our province, many in our town, and they're far off from God. And we can be like the star and lead them to Christ. You turn to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2. There in Ephesians 2 and verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Verse 17. And came and preached peace to you which were afar off. And so there you see, Paul was like that star. He sought to reach those who were afar off. Came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were near. And Paul was able to lead those who were afar off from God to lead them to Christ. He was, as it were, a star for Christ. As well as the distance, we have the difficulty. Why the wise man had seen the star in the east and followed it, they were looking for Christ in the wrong place. It is evident, while following the star, they thought they would find Christ in Jerusalem. And when we dealt with the birth of Christ last week, we emphasized the fact that it spoke to us of the humility of the Lord Jesus. No, he wasn't born in the city of Jerusalem. He wasn't born in a palace. He was born in a manger. Not in the city either. But the wise men came and they evidently thought that Christ would have been born in a city. And while they followed the star, they thought he would be found in Jerusalem. We know that Bethlehem is only 6 miles from Jerusalem, and so thought that the Christ would be born there. How many have done what the wise men did? They looked for Christ in the wrong place. The wise men were looking for the Lord Jesus in the wrong place. They were looking in Jerusalem. And many today continue to look for Christ in the wrong place. They seek him and his salvation in the wrong place, in good works. That's where they look. In church confirmation, they look there. In church membership, they look there. In baptism, they look there also. What do those people need? Those who are looking for Christ in the wrong place, they need a Christian who will be like a star and lead Christ to where they will find him. Lead them to the right place. Lead them to the cross. That's where they'll find Christ. The rich young man thought that salvation was found in keeping the law. All of which he said, the law. This young man said, I have kept from my youth. And he thought that would be his way of salvation, that he would find acceptance with God through keeping the law up from the days of his youth. But the Lord said in Matthew 5 and verse 20, for I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Of course, the Pharisees lived by the law. Now that's what the Lord was saying. Except you live by the law exceeding how the Pharisees live, you'll not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Salvation wasn't in the law. Salvation is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And there are many who are looking in the wrong place for Christ and his salvation, and they need someone to lead them to where they will find Christ. As well as the seekers and the star, we look also and we see the significance of the star. Did you notice there in our text in the verse 2 how the wise men described the star, how they spoke of the star? Verse 2, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. There's the significance of the star. No, it wasn't Jupiter or Saturn coming together. It was his star that shone in the east and led these wise men to Christ. Now we know the Lord is the creator of all things. As we read in Genesis 1 verse 16, he made the stars also. Just as he made this star. It was called his star. His star. And his star led the wise men to Christ. Likewise, we are his stars. And he wants us to lead men to Christ. Yeah, he wants us to be his stars. After all, that's how Daniel describes God's people. You go to the book of Daniel. And there in Daniel chapter 12. Daniel 12. And the verse 3, Daniel 12 and 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. There it is. They that turn many to righteousness, they that lead many to Christ, turn men and women from their sin and their sinful life and lead many to righteousness, they shine as the stars forever and ever. And so it's quite legitimate for us to say tonight, let us be stars for Christ. That's how Daniel describes those who lead souls to Christ. And the Lord himself does so. You turn to Revelation. Revelation 1 and verse 20. Book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 20. The mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven candlesticks, the seven stars are the angels. Word angel there is the word minister. The seven stars are the ministers of the seven churches. And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. And so there the Lord himself describes the ministers of the gospel, the stars. Daniel describes those that lead many to righteousness, he describes them as stars. Let us all endeavor to lead souls to Christ. Let us all endeavor to be stars for the Lord in that sense. We've seen the seekers and the star. The significance of the star. That leads us to consider the singleness of the star. The wise men didn't come to Jerusalem and say, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his stars. No, we have seen his star, singular. You saw one star. This star had been put there in the firmament by God for the purpose of leading the wise men to Christ. And so God will put his children, his people, where they can be used to lead souls to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now there may be other Christians in that factory, in that office, in that place of employment. There may be other Christians there, just as there are other stars in the heavens. But here we have this one star that was put there in the heavens to lead the wise men to Christ. And a Christian may be put in a particular place, and bright shining Christian with a bright shining testimony, and God has put them there that they might lead a soul to Christ. We know God is sovereign. Nothing happens by chance. You remember, we dealt a few weeks ago regarding the woman of Samaria. She was a star for the Lord. Remember, after she met the Lord and she believed in the Lord, she said, she went into the city and she says, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then we read, then they went out of the city and came unto him. Listen. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman. For the saying of the woman. She was a star for Christ. She went into the city. She spoke to the man and said, come see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Is this not Messiah? And the man came out of the city, saw Christ, and believed on him for the saying of the woman. She was a witness for the Lord, and she led these men to Christ. She was a star for Christ. So we have considered then the star was a particular star. We notice secondly the purpose of the star. We know that the purpose of this particular star was to lead the wise man to the Savior. So we consider regarding the purpose of the star, it was a shining star. It was shining. The wise man said, we have seen his star in the east. And so this star must have outshone all the other stars in the firmament. It outshone them all. Now, if it wasn't shining, and shining brightly, then the wise man would have had difficulty seeing it. And if we are to lead souls to the Lord, we are to have bright, shining testimonies for the Lord wherever we are. Wherever we live, wherever we labor, whoever we know, we are to be bright, shining stars for Christ. Now what Daniel said in Daniel 12 and verse 3, he expects us to shine for him. A Christian need never expect to be a soul winner if they do not have a bright, shining testimony for Christ. The worldly Christian will gain no respect from those around them if they try to talk to them about the Savior or try to witness. I've known, it's happened in the past. Someone has gone and spoken to somebody else. Maybe it was a workmate trying to talk to them about the Lord and about salvation. Tell me, needed to be saved. And the man said, don't talk to me about salvation. You see so-and-so there. You see the way they live and the language they come out with and the behavior, and they say they're a Christian. No. We need to be bright, shining stars. Have a bright, shining testimony for the Lord. You look at the words of the Savior in Matthew chapter 5. Matthew 5 verse 14. The Lord says, ye are the light of the world. You're the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on the candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. See what the Lord said, let your light so shine before men. And when you do that, what do they think of then? When people see how you shine for Christ, they immediately think of heaven. Let your light so shine, and they will see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. A carnal, worldly Christian will not cause people to think about heaven and cause them to think about the Savior. Let the light of Christ then be seen in us, be seen in you. Let Christ be seen in you, and others will want to know more about your Savior. Paul said, Ephesians 5, verse 8, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now," listen, "ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." As well as it being a shining star, we notice also the setting for the star. The star, of course, was set in the sky. Perhaps for the wise men, it may not have been as visible during the day, but certainly they would have seen it. But it certainly would have been appeared to them a lot brighter at night. We don't see the stars during the day, but on a clear night we look out and we wonder at God's creation. He made the stars also. And this star that led the wise men to Christ was a star that shone brightly in the darkness of the night. We want to shine brightly also, and shine for the Lord. Yea, the Lord has said, "Ye are the light of the world." And we're living in a dark world. We're living in a dark world, in a very dark and wicked and sinful world. We need to shine brightly for the Lord, if we are going to lead souls to Christ. We read in Philippians, Paul's words in Philippians 2, and there in verse 15, Philippians 2 and verse 15, Paul says, "That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world." So Paul understood, in the day in which he lived, he says, that you live, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. That's how we are to live. We're to be like that star that shone in the night sky for the wise men. We are to shine as lights for the Lord in the world. Remember, His star. We are His star. We're to be like Him. Christ is a star. Revelation 22:16. "I am the root and the offspring of David. I am the bright and the morning star." No one shone brighter in a dark world than the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the bright and the morning star. We know when we see the bright and the morning star, still dark, but we know that that bright morning star heralds the dawn of a new day. We know that the sun will soon rise and the darkness will be gone. And when we shine as Christ did, and we shine as stars in a dark world, and we lead men and women to Christ, their darkness will be gone, and they will begin a new day, a new life in Christ Jesus. So we have then considered the shining of the star, the setting of the star, the steadiness of the star. The wise men, we're told, seeing his star in the east, and it took them approximately 2 years, covering 1,000 miles from the east to Bethlehem. So that star needed to shine all the way. If that star had stopped shining, the wise man would have been lost. They wouldn't have known what way to go. They wouldn't have known what direction to take that would lead them to Bethlehem and to Christ. It needed to be steadily shining, steadfast, if you like, all the way to Bethlehem. So we're to be stars for Christ. We need to live a consistent life. We need to be steadily shining for the Lord. Steadfast. We need to steadfastly shine for the Lord before the eyes of man, before the eyes of the world. And indeed be steadfast in our witness for him. As the apostle said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. So let us not give up. Let us endeavor to keep shining for Christ as one of his stars. Finally, after considering the particular star, the purpose of the star, we come now to the person and the star. That star was placed in the sky for the sole purpose of leading wise men to Christ, the person of the promised Messiah. We notice where the star led the wise men. The star led them first of all to the dwelling. We've already pointed that out. Look at verse 9. When they had heard the king, they departed, that was Herod, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, the star led them to the very house where the Christ child was. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. So there, regarding the person, they came, star led them to the very dwelling, the very place where the Lord was, where the young child was, and when they came into the house, they saw the young child. No, the star didn't lead them to the manger. Had the star led them to the manger, had the wise men gone to the manger in Bethlehem, they wouldn't have found Christ. He would be gone. Didn't lead them to the wrong place. The star led them to the right place. And those who are faithful to the Lord and His word will always lead men and women to the right place. You go around the doors giving out gospel literature and church invitations, you get all kinds of responses. Remember over in Ulster, Newton Abbey, we went round the doors one night and I came to this particular house. And the woman answered it and told her what it was there for. Told her about the gospel and gave her a gospel tract. No, she didn't need that. I said, why? She said, my minister told me that if I attend church and I'm faithful and church membership and giving into the church, I'll be in heaven. That minister was leading that woman to the wrong place. She could work her fingers to a bone. She could be a member of a dozen churches and she'd be no nearer the kingdom of heaven. That minister was not a faithful witness. He was not a bright shining star for Christ. It's only when a person meets Christ, there's the answer. Men and women need to be brought where they will find Christ. And that's the cross. At the cross where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away. As well as the dwelling, we have the delight. Upon seeing the star again, we read, they rejoice with exceeding great joy. Why? Because the star had brought them to where Christ was. They had traveled approximately 1,000 miles. They had traveled those miles. The star had led them all the way and led them right to where they found the one they had come to see. For that is the experience of everyone who is brought to Christ. They're filled with joy, rejoicing with exceeding great joy. Why? Because they had found the Savior. And every soul finds the Lord Jesus Christ. Every soul that is saved by the grace of God, they know all about that exceeding and great joy. Find Christ and their sins are given and washed away. And the joy of the Lord fills their soul. 1 Peter 1 and verse 8. Whom having not seen ye love, and whom, though now you see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Ye rejoice with unspeakable joy. That word unspeakable means you can't put into words the joy that you have when you come to know Christ. And the wise men were led to Christ, and the wise men experienced that joy because the star led them all the way. Let us be stars for Christ and lead men to Christ, and they will experience that same joy and rejoicing also. Star led them to the dwelling. The star led them and brought them great delight because they came to the person. And then we notice, regarding this star, the disappearance. After the star came, or led the wise men, and brought them to where they found Christ, you don't read anything more about the star. But you do read a lot more about the person of Christ. The star led them to the house where they saw the young child of Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him, not Mary, they worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And the star is not mentioned again. No. The glory wasn't given to the star. The glory was given to Christ. They didn't worship the star. They worshiped the person of the Lord Jesus. And the star faded into the background. And that's the way it should be. That we should be nothing, that Christ might be all things. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. And the star led them to that very place where they did worship Christ. May the Lord indeed make us stars for Christ. May we all be winners of souls. And may the Lord bless his word to our hearts. Let's bow in prayer. Oh dear Lord, we thank thee for the word. We thank thee, Lord, for how the word of God has much to teach us about so many things. And here teaching us about being soul winners. About leading souls to Christ. Will there be any stars in my cry? When in evening the sun goeth down. O Lord, we pray that we'll have the joy of leading many to Christ. And Lord, that we will be those stars for Christ. Seeking to win the lost and leading them to the person of the one who is not only the King of the Jews, but the King of Kings. Lord, be with us now as we leave the house of God. Grant us all traveling mercy. Be with us, Lord, throughout this week. Again, Lord, keep us all healthy and well. We may continue to be stars for Christ. Again, Lord, we do remember the doctors and the nurses, the frontline workers. Oh, Lord, protect them and bless them. And those that are suffering from this virus, they're laid aside at this time. Oh, gracious God, have mercy on them and heal them to the glory of thy name. Be with us now, Lord, as we leave the house of God. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide and remain with us now and until Jesus comes or calls. In his name we pray. Amen.